Acts, the book of Acts, chapter number 1 tonight, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 9. We preached, I'm loud tonight. Is that loud to y'all? I thought it might have been just because I'd been over praying. Blood ain't come back down. Sound pretty loud though. Acts chapter number 1, verse number 9 tonight. Man, I'm just excited tonight. All the doom and all, man, there's a lot going on. You hear the sickness, you hear it, but I'm telling you, I'm just excited tonight. I'm on cloud. I don't even know if there is a cloud 9, but I'm on it. Sunday night, I battled with going to preach in that revival, and I battled it. I'm telling you, I didn't give the pastor the okay that I would come. I prayed for a lengthy time and talked to a few men that I entrust a lot with, and it could not get a clearance to go for a while. And then finally, my sweet wife, she prayed, and the Holy Spirit said, go. And as we walked in Sunday night to that church, man, the Spirit was so sweet. When we got there, it was a lot of talking, a lot of going on, a lot of chatter, a lot of happiness. And I'm sitting there with my sermon that God's given me from heaven, and I'm saying, are you sure? And as we delivered the message, a young man comes to the altar, and it's the pastor's son. And he comes to an altar, and he kneels down. I don't know his age, maybe 10, 8, I don't know. He said, can you be saved at 8 or 10-year-old? You can be saved at 5-year-old. If the Holy Ghost is drawing, you can be saved. But listen, you can be 50 and the Holy Ghost not drawing, you can't be saved. Well, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost, where you're lost. He's part of the Trinity. You got to believe in Him. You got to believe in Him. You got to believe in Jesus. You got to believe in God. And that young man comes to the altar, and they're sitting there, and I see him with the Bible and explaining the text in the Bible. I don't want to get in the business because the pastor's with his son. Ain't going to get into business. You know what I'm talking about. And at that moment, he motions for us to come down there. And we get to that place in that altar. I want you to know, the Holy Ghost is bouncing from wall to wall. I'm talking about, the Holy Ghost was bouncing from wall to wall. There's tears all out in the congregation. People's under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and they're under it. They're under. I'm under it. My goodness, I ain't gonna say they're under it. I'm under it. And that young man's down there, and he says, "I've prayed and I've asked, but there's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing." So we get to praying with him, and we get asking God. This young man is sincere, and I want you to know, as we get to praying, and he's down there praying as an 8, 10-year-old little child, I'll never forget in my life what he said. I heard him say, it's happened, I'm saved. He come in. And he turns around to his mom, and he says, Mama, I'm saved. And son, the roof comes off that place. I'm talking about the roof. I mean, I just can't get over knowing that the Holy Ghost of heaven does not have to meet with you. But he chooses to. And he comes down there and he meets with that young man and he saves that young man's soul. And as the meeting goes on and it gets to the end and I walk out all the way to the night, I'm still thinking about, it's happened. I'm saved. You know how many people go to the altar and they ask Jesus to come into the heart? They get up and they walk out and nothing ever happened. And they live all their life, 40, 50 years, thinking they're saved and nothing ever happened. Nothing ever took place. There's never been a change. There's nothing ever took place. They're still as filthy as they was when they went down. Nothing ever changed. That young man, 8 or 10 year old, if me and you was the judge, we'd say, he's innocent, he's free. He don't need saved. He ain't done nothing wrong. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You don't have to go down a long path to get to Jesus. The path is short. The plan's done been laid out there. And that young man come to know Jesus, and I want you to know it has done something. It just tickled me to death. It just infiltrated me. I can't help it. I can't get over it. You know when somebody gets saved, like you're getting saved all over again, which we know you can't get saved all over again. Come on now. Hey, but boy, it just does something to you. Tears flowing down a young man's face, truly under Holy Ghost conviction. And tonight, you say, preacher, why is that? It's because of Acts chapter number 1, when he said, I'm going to send a promise to you. And that promise is this, that I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. You say, well, I've never been baptized with the Holy Ghost. If you've been saved, you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. He's come inside of you. Never how you want to let him go on the inside, that's up to you tonight. Never how free you want him to be on the inside of you, that's up to you tonight. But I want you to know tonight, if you'll give him free reigns, he will roam all over your life tonight. Tonight I want to look in Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 9, and I'm going to have to speed this thing to the gills to not get on overtime. Can I get an amen? Assurance that Jesus will return. I ask you to stand. Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 9, the Bible says, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I know tonight I'm in over my head and I know that. Lord God, I ask tonight that I decrease and you increase. I ask tonight that you touch hearts. Lord, I ask tonight that you make this so plainly that everybody will understand tonight. Father God, I'm asking that you take the Holy Ghost tonight, and I ask you tonight to use him all over this place tonight. Lord God, I'm asking you to search souls tonight, search hearts, search my heart tonight, search me tonight, Father. And I pray tonight when we leave this place tonight that we can see the assurance that King Jesus is coming back one day. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Assurance, Jesus will return. As we come tonight, we see the disciples, they stood here, and the Bible says that they looked steadfastly toward heaven. And that word steadfastly toward heaven would be this, that they were looking like they was going to lose something or they was never going to gain back what they had had. And tonight as they looked up, I want you to know that the Bible says that there was two men that come to them dressed in white apparel. And we believe tonight that the Bible teaches us that them two men that came would have been angels. They would have come and they would have ministered to them and they would have gave them assurance tonight. They would have gave them assurance in their life that something that this wouldn't the end, but this was the beginning of the ministry. This wasn't the end, but God was going to send something that this ain't the end. Tonight, I want you to know, if you're a believer tonight, the world may look dark, it may look gloom, it may look like we're in despair tonight. Hey, but this ain't the end. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight, I want you to know the reason why it's not the end tonight. Number one is they assured them of the person that would return. Look what the Bible says tonight, if you'll look with me in verse number, if you will, if you'll look with me tonight in verse number 11, they assured them of the person, that same Jesus tonight. I love what the Bible says when it says this, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing in heaven? This same Jesus. I want you to know tonight, he's not a Baptist Jesus. He's not a Pentecostal Jesus. He's not a Methodist Jesus. He's not a Church of Christ Jesus. He is Jesus, amen? He is the Son of God tonight. And the Bible says tonight, you can be assured that Jesus tonight. Hey, he's not, you can't paint him up tonight. He is Jesus tonight. You say, this same Jesus, he's coming back. Yes, he's coming back, and he's coming back for his bride. The Bible says tonight that this same Jesus, he is coming back. I want you to think about that same Jesus tonight. I want you to think about that Jesus that was born of a virgin. I want you to think that same Jesus that lived a sinless life. Hey, he's coming back one day. That same Jesus that healed sick folk, he's coming back one day. That same Jesus that arose from the dead, he's coming back one day. That same Jesus that fed 5,000, he's coming back one day. That same Jesus that died on the cross and rose again on the third day, he's coming back one day. That same Jesus I'm talking about, the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, he is the same. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. You say, who's coming back? That same Jesus, amen? Can you imagine that same Jesus that they walked with, that they walked on the Sea of Galilee with, he's coming back one day, saying? And he's coming back to get his bride. He's coming back to get his church. And tonight, I don't know about you, but that sets a fire down in me. Amen? That same Jesus. You know what tonight? He's coming back for you, and he's coming back for me. He's coming back tonight, the Bible says. He said, why stand you here gazing? That same Jesus, he is coming back to get you one day. You said, preacher, who's he coming back to get? The ones that have been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Tonight, if you're lost and he came back tonight, you would miss out tonight. You must be born again. The Bible says, marvel not that I say unto you that you must be born again. Friends, tonight I want you to know, he assured them that the person Jesus Christ is going to come back one day. Amen? He says tonight that that same Jesus, I thank God tonight that that same Jesus is going to come back. I thank God that the Jesus that this world's got painted up is not coming back to get me. I thank God tonight that some weak Jesus is not coming back to get me. I thank God tonight that my healer and whoa, glory, and my Savior is coming back one day to get me. Amen? Hey, it doesn't matter what happens to this body, he's going to come back one day to get me. Whoa, glory. He assured them of the person, that same Jesus. But let me show you something else in the text tonight. He assured them, them two angels, they assured of his return, that that same Jesus, not nobody else, but that same Jesus is going to come back one day. But let me show you the second thing. He assured them of the promise. Not only of the person, but of the promise. He assured them tonight, and he assures you and I that there is a promise in this text tonight. You know what tonight? I can make you a promise, you can make me a promise, and I may break it. But tonight, when God makes a promise, I want you to know tonight that his promises are true tonight. The Bible says, let God be truth and every man a liar tonight. If I want you to know tonight that God is truth in everything that he tells. He doesn't lie about anything. He is truth. What so a man soweth, he shall also reap. If you're going to plant corn, don't expect a watermelon to come forth. Hey, tonight, if you're sowing corruption, don't think righteousness is going to come forth tonight. I want you to know tonight, he's coming back for the ones that's been born again. And he promises that tonight. He promises us that. He assured them of the person, but look with me tonight if you will. He assured them of the promise tonight. Look with me in the text. He says this, they shall so come. Look here, verse number 11. Which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, there's the person. This same Jesus. This same Jesus. Whew. Man, this same Jesus. This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come. He said not only is a person, but he said there's a promise. That same Jesus shall come. I want you to think about this now. He said he shall come. Well, how will he come, Brother BJ? He will personally come. He will not send nobody else. He will come himself. He said this same Jesus is going to come himself. He won't send nobody else. When you need peace tonight, you know who comes to you? Jesus comes to you. When you need rest tonight, you know who comes to you? Jesus, he comes to you. He'll personally come to you. But you, I want you to get this tonight. This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner. He said he's going to come. There's that promise tonight. And I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter number 24 in verse number 36. We're talking about a promise that he is going to come. You say, preacher, I've heard that all my life. All my life I heard that Jesus is going to come. And you know what tonight? All your life you've been told the truth. He is coming, amen? He is coming. He's coming. I don't know when he's coming, but I know he's coming. And I know when he comes, it's going to be that same Jesus when he comes. Matthew chapter number 24 and verse number 36 tonight. Here's what the Bible says. He says, I want you to know tonight, he's going to come and it's going to be the person, Jesus Christ. He's not going to send nobody else when he comes, but he's going to come and there's a promise. Look what the Bible says. Matthew 24, 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. If you hear of a man tells you, I know when Jesus is coming, he's a liar. I don't care how light he is on TV, internet. I don't care. You go with the book. You stick with the book. I'll never forget. And there was a time they was going to, the Lord was supposed to come back. I'll never forget this as long as I live. And Chasta was the only sane one in the bunch, I reckon. She may have got on the table too. But my youngest sister, she said, hey, I heard on TV the Lord's coming back. I said, what are we going to do? I was a little bee feller. I wasn't very old. She said, get on the table. Get on the table. Me and my youngest sister, we was on the eating table. I don't know what good that would have done. What kind of God do we think we serve? Hey, we can hide under the eating table. Friends, I want you to know tonight, when he busts them eastern skies, there won't be nobody hiding now. There won't be nobody hid out. He knows who he is coming for, and it's a promise that he's coming. Woo, glory. Man, I wish you'd have been there Sunday night. Whew. Man, I'm going to get over it. I'll get over it in a little bit. Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. Nobody. Of that day and hour knoweth no man. Whew, look at this. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. No man knows. Not even the angels know. These two men looked up and they said, hey, why gave you? He's coming back. But they don't know the hour. They know he's coming, but they don't know the hour. Tonight, I want you to know, as your pastor, I know he's coming, but I don't know the hour. All I know is I need to be ready for that hour when it comes. You say, preacher, when could it come? It's a possibility that it could come tonight. But it's a greater possibility that you could go tonight. It's a greater possibility that you could go tonight. You can leave this walk of life right now. And we must be ready to leave this walk of life. The Bible says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days they were before the flood, they were eating. Get this tonight. What was they doing? They were eating. What are we doing now? We're eating. We're eating. We got plentiful. We got plenty. We're eating all the time. Man, look at this now. He said, before the flood, he's telling you that there's a promise. It's lining up. He said, in that day, they were eating and they were drinking. They were marrying and they were giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. He said, what was they doing? What was they doing, preacher? They was eating, they was drinking, they was marrying. What was they doing? They was going on with life. They was more caught up in life than there was his return. They was more caught up in life. Folks, tonight we must not get caught up in this life and miss his return. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. They knew not until the flood came and took them all away. He says, I promise I'm coming. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Let me give you this tonight. Not only is he personally going to come, not only is there a possibility tonight that he could come, but there is a promise he's going to come. John 14:3, turn with me there tonight if you will. John 14:3 tonight. I want to share this with you tonight. John 14:3, not only is it personally he came, he's going to come. Not only is it a possibility, but there's a promise. And Jesus writes it in his word tonight that he's going to come. The Bible says in John 14:3, and if I go and prepare a place for you. This is Jesus. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you. Can I say to you tonight, he's went, he's prepared. I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And receive you unto myself, there where I am, there you may be also. I ask you tonight, as we start in the book of Acts tonight, and we get into the meat of this book tonight, I ask you tonight, are you ready for his return? Are you ready for his return tonight? If he comes tonight, I'm telling you, are you ready for that return? So, well, I tell you what, I wish he wouldn't come right now. I really got things I'd like to do. You're not ready. Then you're not ready. I would really like to see my... You're not ready. Well, I'd like to see my kids grown, preacher. I'd like to get at least 50 years with my wife. I'd like to get all this, but... Or am I more worried about that, or am I more worried about his return when he's coming to get me? We won't have a prayer request in heaven. We'll have one up there. Tom Bigby won't be able to get a hold of you up there. Won't be no need of a power company in heaven. He is the light, amen? Don't you think about this tonight. You say, preacher, I pray all the time. He don't come right now. I've got things I like to get done here. No. His coming and your going is more important than what you get done here. Listen to me tonight. He says tonight, number one, he said this same Jesus told him in a person he's coming. He gave him a promise. And then he left him with this. The passageway that he's going to come. And how he's going to come. Tonight it won't catch you off guard and it won't catch me off guard when he comes. When he comes for his church, you won't be blown away. You won't be caught off guard. You'll know what's going on. You'll know what's going on. Why? Because that spirit that lives inside of you will agree with what's going on. That same spirit that rose Jesus from the grave is with the same spirit that will raise you and I from the grave if we die before he comes back. If we die before he comes back, that same Holy Spirit's going to bring us back. Man, I don't know about you, but that's something. That is something in my life. Let me show you the passageway that he's going to go. Not only is it a person, he's coming in person. Not only he's got a promise, that he's assured them of the promise, the two angels did, but they assured them of the passageway, the pass-through. Look what he says in verse 11, which shall take you up from heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. He said, just as you've seen him go, he's going to do the same thing when he comes. Let me give you this. He went away in a bodily form. He's coming back in a bodily form. He went away suddenly. Suddenly he went out of their sight. And can I say to you tonight, suddenly he's going to come back. He went away visible. Visibly, they seen him go. They seen him go visibly. And I want you to know tonight, you're going to visibly see him when he comes back. I don't know how the dead in Christ is going to see him, but I believe the book. I believe the book tonight. Turn with me, if you will, tonight to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I want you to get this tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 tonight. I want to share this with you. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. I want to start reading in verse number 13. And they're talking about his return and as he comes back. And as Luke pins this down in Acts, he said, these angels said they want you to be assured of this tonight, that his return is going to be visible tonight. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse number 13. And here's what he told at Thessalonica. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it happens. He's going to bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, I done told you, he won't send nobody else to do his job. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Man. Yes. You know, he won't send nobody else to convict you. He'll do it himself. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. I'd say tonight some folks going to be scared when he shouts. That boy of mine, let me tell y'all this. I don't know why he's so loud. I tell my wife, we get in a restaurant going to eat. I'm like, shh, be quiet. And I look at her and I said, why is he so loud? And she always says, points right at me. She said, he's just like his daddy. If my father's going to come back with a shout, it wouldn't hurt some of us to shout every once in a while. If he's done something for you, you ought to be able to shout. I'm not going to meddle, but we'll all shout at a ball game and come to the house of God and just, if he's done something in your life, shout for him. Let the world know that, man, God's not dead, but he's surely alive. I'm just going to go on. With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God and the dead, and Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall ever be with the Lord. And he says in verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Comfort them with these words. But I see tonight, I'm going to go in verse number 12 and we're going to close. I see tonight not only the assurance of the person, the promise in his passageway, but where he's going to come is right where he left. Right where he left. Look what he says in verse number 12. The writer says, Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, or the Mount of Olives. That's where they was at when Jesus ascended into heaven. And here's what he said. He says this. He said, from Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. When he comes back, you can be assured of this. He'll come back to the Mount of Olives. When he comes back, he'll come back and he'll rest his foot on that Mount of Olives. Turn with me, if you will, to Zechariah 14, verse number 4. Zechariah 14 and verse number 4. How do you know he's going to be in a bodily form? Preacher, how do you know he's going to be visible? How do you know he's going to come as a person? Because the Bible tells me so. How do you know, preacher, Jesus loves you? Because the Bible tells me so. Look what he says tonight in Zechariah 14 and verse number 4. They assured them of the person, assured them of the promise, and assured him of the passageway, the way to get home, the way it's going to be. Zechariah 14:4, the Bible says, "And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives." That's where his feet's going to stand. "Which is before Jerusalem on the east." They just told you in verse 12 that there was a day's journey from Jerusalem. "And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south." I say to you tonight as your pastor that you can be assured of a lot of things in your life. You can be. One thing you can be assured of tonight is your salvation in Christ Jesus. Be assured tonight that you are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us that tonight. There's something else you can be assured about tonight, that Jesus Christ is coming back. And he's coming back to get his church. I want you to know he's coming back to get his church. He's coming back to get his bride tonight. I don't know about you, but man, I don't want to see nobody left behind. I got family, man, I don't want to see left behind. I got friends I don't want to see left behind. And what always gets me, what about if he come back on Sunday and I wasn't in where I need to be? What about if he come back on Monday and I wasn't where I was supposed to be? What about if he come back and I wasn't where I was supposed to be? Preacher, what are you talking about tonight? I want to live my life every day as he could come back today. But more than that, I want to live my life that I may go see him today. Folks, we don't know. But as we start the book of Acts tonight, he said, I'm going to give you a promise of the Holy Ghost. He's going to baptize you. You're going to receive power. And that power that you and I receive is to be a witness. But it's also to be a warrior. To be a warrior for Christ Jesus. And to be ready when he comes back. Preacher, how am I going to be ready? Man, that spirit will get you ready. That blood of Jesus Christ has got you ready. Keep your mind and focus on what Christ has called you to do. You do that. I'm telling you tonight, you hear of a lot of people passing away, don't you? Very few 80, I said this again, I'll say it again, very few 80 or 90 year olds. You don't hear that much no more. All younger folks, seems like. Or maybe because I'm getting older. I don't know. But I do know this tonight, that I want to be ready. And I want you to be ready when that time comes. As that little fella got an altar there Sunday night, I want you to know, when he got on his knees and he got to praying, he knew not to get up, though, because he knew nothing hadn't happened yet. I wonder in here tonight who's got up when nothing ever happened. Got up and left. Nothing ever happened. Tonight I'm not going on nothing but what Christ Jesus has done in my life according to the Word of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And tonight, how I know I'm ready is because there's been a change in my life by the blood of Jesus Christ. And tonight, my prayer as your pastor is this, that you have a peace with that change that's in your life. That change that he does is what makes you ready to leave this world and enter the glory world. That's my prayer tonight. Tonight, we're going to pray once again for Brother John tonight. Lift him up. Continue to pray for him tonight. Pray for one another. Amen. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. I thank you for so many blessings tonight. I thank you tonight that we're assured that you're going to come. And Father God, you're not going to send nobody else to come get us. You're going to send Jesus Christ himself. And you're going to come. And Father God, you're going to take your church. Lord God, right now it may look like we may be on the losing end. But Father, we're on the winning end. Father, we ain't losing nothing. We're on the winning end. And Father, I pray tonight for Brother John Stidham. I pray tonight as he goes to that ER, Father God, I pray they just give him what he needs tonight. I pray they be able to check him out. I pray he gets a good report and gets released. And Father, I pray tonight, Father, if they be one lost in the midst tonight, Father, I pray they get saved before it's eternally too late. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, for things going on this week all over the house that needs prayer. I'll just lift them up to you. And Lord, I'm asking you tonight that we all just be ready to be looking for your return. Father, you could come at any time. Or we could go at any time. And I thank you tonight that we have an assurance in the blood of Jesus. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You are dismissed.